السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. I hope all of you are doing well. Inshallah, today we are continuing from where we left off from Surah Ma'idah, from ayah number 17 to ayah number 20. And we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses. If y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم قل فمن يملك من الله شيئا إن أراد أن يهلك المسيح بن مريم وأمه ومن في الأرض جميعا ولله ملك السماوات والأرض وما بينهما يخلق ما يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير وقالت اليهود والنصارى نحن أبناء الله وأحباؤه قل فلم يعذبكم بذنوبكم بل أنتم بشر ممن خلق يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء ولله ملك السماوات والأرض وما بينهما وإليه المصير يا أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا يبين لكم على فترة من الرسل أن تقولوا ما جاءنا من بشير ولا نذير فقد جاءكم بشير ونذير والله على كل شيء قدير وإذ قال موسى لقومه يا قوم اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ جعل فيكم أنبياء وجعلكم ملوكا وآتاكم ما لم يؤت أحدا من العالمين.
That is the lesson for today, ayah number 17 to ayah number 20. Inshallah, we are going to start with the analysis of the verses, and we're going to pay special attention to the heavy and light letters. So this is a review of the topic that we were covering in the previous classes. So instead of going over the rules one more time, I want to go over the ayahs so that we can see the way that the heavy and light letters are inside of the verse. So this way it is going to train ourselves to spot them as we are reciting, to know that in this case, is this letter heavy or light? And then we also should know how we are supposed to make it heavy. Also, we should know why it is heavy in this case and not in other cases. So this is going to be the permanently heavy letters, خُسَ دَغْضٍ قِذْ. Then is going to be the letters that are sometimes heavy and sometimes light. So the alif, which is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. We have the lam in the name of Ism Jalala, in the name of Allah. And then we have the letter ra, which had quite a few, had about 8 rules of heaviness. And then we have the letters that are permanently light. And these are all the rest of the letters that are not included within these categories. So inshallah, as we are going, do try to spot the heavy letters on your own if you can. And if you are able to do so, writing a small H or L underneath really does help you remember for next time if this letter here was supposed to be heavy or light. And in some cases, there is a heavy letter that is almost sandwiched between two light letters, or there is a light letter between two heavy letters. So in this case as well, it does help to have a little H or a little L underneath, just as a reminder to be a little bit more careful so that we are not turning it heavy or light when it is not supposed to be. So getting in the habit of making these annotations underneath the Quran really is going to help your recitation. Even when you go back to these verses and you see that, you know, I have all of these marks down, it does become a little bit easier to read it and to recite it correctly because you already have it written and you can kind of just look at that. And eventually, once you have started reading the Quran to a certain point where you have, mashallah, like you have done a lot of recitation, you have done a lot of listening and studying of the Quran, you do come to a point where you don't really have to see these marks anymore. You already know what is supposed to be there, or you already know that it's heavy or light. But starting forward, if you are having a little bit difficulty, do try to write down just like these small little annotations on the bottom, just like an H or an L, just as a reminder, especially when it comes to the letter Ra, because there are so many different rules in different words, in different circumstances, it's heavy or light. As we studied, there are 8 rules to make it heavy. So if you do find it difficult to memorize all of these 8 rules, just kind of recognizing the pattern, recognizing the types of word that it comes in and it becomes heavy, this will also help you later on to recognize if it's heavy or light without having to recall all of the rules. So with that, we are going to start from ayah number 17 from the word laqad, and right away here we have a heavy letter in the letter qaf. So qaf is a permanently heavy letter. It is part of khusa daqdan qid. So we are going to make sure that we have a feeling of fullness when we say this letter qa. It is permanently heavy. And then dal here does have a qalqala. So when we stop on this letter with sukun, make sure you give it just a little bit of that bounce. Laqad. Lam is light, dal is also light. So we are going to make sure that qaf remains heavy and the letters besides it remain light. Laqad. Kafara. Ra in this case is going to be heavy because there is a fatha on the ra. So this is the easiest type of heavy ra to spot. If it has a fatha or a lamma, automatically it is going to be heavy. And if it has a kasra, it is going to be light. So here in this case, kafara, ra is going to have a fatha, so it is going to be heavy. And you can write a little H underneath if you need to. Kafara alladhina qalu. Qalu here, qaf again is heavy. It is a permanently heavy sound. Qalu, it is part of khusa daqdan qid. Lu, this is going to be a 4-count med. So we see that squiggly line. We are going to pull this for 4 counts. Inna Allaha, name of Allah here, is going to be heavy. The reason for this is that the letter before has a fatha. So we learn that if there is the name of Allah, the lam can become heavy if the letter before has a fatha or if it has a dhamma. So in this case, the letter before has a fatha, so that name of Allah or the lam in the name of Allah is going to become heavy as well. Inna Allaha. Now it is very important that noon remains light. Noon is not a heavy letter. In any circumstance, it will never be heavy. So we are going to make sure that even though we are making that lam heavy, the noon stays light. Inna Allaha. Inna Allaha. So quickly do make that switch from the light noon to the heavy lam. Huwa al-Masihu. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Make sure that you do give it quite a bit of air. Masihu binu Maryam. Ba is going to have qalqala. It does have a little bit of that bounce when you stop on it with sukun. And then Maryam, here in this case, ra is going to be heavy. Now the reason for this is that there is a sukun on the ra, and the letter before has a fatha. Okay, so we learned that if ra has a sukun and before that is a letter with fatha, the ra is going to be heavy. So we see that there is a mim with a fatha. The letter after is ra with a sukun. So here ra is going to be heavy. You can put a little H underneath if you need to. Maryam. Maryam. So here ra is going to be heavy. Mim is going to remain light. So make sure that doesn't become too heavy. And now you know that if you have the word Maryam anywhere in the Quran, the ra is always going to be heavy. So this is what I mean when I say that you start recognizing patterns. Every time you are going to see the word Maryam, you are going to know that ra here is heavy. And this does come quite a lot. Masih ibn Maryam or Isa ibn Maryam. So now you know that if you see that word, ra is always going to be heavy in this word. Okay? So you can put a little H underneath if you need to. And ra here will be heavy due to the fatha before and the sukun on the ra. Then in the next word, qul, qaf is going to be heavy. This is a permanently heavy letter. فَمَن يَمْلِكُ Meme is going to have tawassud, so just rest on that for a little bit. مِنَ اللَّهِ Name of Allah is heavy because the letter before has a fatha. So when we have lam and then the letter before is fatha, then in the name of Allah it will become heavy. Again, that noon is light. It is not a heavy letter, so try not to make that noon heavy. مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا إِنْ أَرَادَ So here, make sure that the hamza is a little bit sharp. شَيْئًا إِنْ أَرَادَ So in all of these hamzas, make sure you are not giving them too much softness. Make sure they're not coming from the jaw. So give it a little bit of that sharpness straight from the throat. شَيْئًا إِنْ أَرَادَ So each of these hamzas do need to have a little bit of that sharp sound. أَنْ يُهْلِكَ Ha is going to be from the lower throat. And this ha is going to come a little bit more from the chest. And you are going to give it hems. So make sure that it's coming from the chest and then it's going out. يُهْلِكَ الْمَسِيحَ Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. And this one is going to have air that comes closer to the top of the throat. And then here again we have مسيح بن مريم Ba is going to have قلقلة And then we have that word مريم And then here as we know Ra is going to be heavy And the reason for this again is that there is a سكون on the Ra And the letter before has a فتحة So this is going to make that Ra heavy وَأُمَّهُ وَمَن فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا Here, وَمَن فِي, this is going to be إِخْفَى فِي الْأَرْضِ Ra in this case is heavy. We have the exact same situation that we did in the word مَرْيَم. Ra is going to have a سُكُون, and the letter before has a فَتْحَة. So in this case as well, that Ra is going to be heavy. And then we have ضَاد, which is a permanently heavy sound, خُسَّ ضَغْطٍ قِذْ. So both of these letters will be heavy. فِي الْأَرْضِ Make sure that Hamza does not become heavy. We are not saying فِي الْأَرْضِ أَوْ So here that A is light and then Ra is heavy. Fil ardi. Okay, so make sure that Hamza is light, Ra is heavy, Dad is heavy. Jami'a. Here this is Ayn, which is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then when I stop here, I am going to give this a Mad al-Iwad. I'm going to give it a two-count Mad. Walillahi, name of Allah here is light. The reason for this is that the letter before Lam has a Kasra. So whenever we have a Lam with Kasra, the name of Allah becomes light. Walillahi. مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ So here again we have Ra that is going to be heavy. We see the letter before has Fatha and the Ra has a Sukun. Dad is permanently heavy. In any case, it will be heavy as well. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا This is a two count Mad. يَخْلُقُ Kha is going to be heavy. Qaf is going to be heavy. Both of these are permanently heavy sounds from the word خُسَّ دَخْضٍ قِذْ And then here there is a little lam sandwiched in between. So we have kha, which is heavy, lam, which is light, and qaf, which is heavy. So do make sure that lam does not become heavy as well. Yakhlu here is going to be light, and then qu is going to be heavy. Yakhluqu ma yasha'u. This is a four count med. But here if I stop, I am going to just give a little bit of that jerkiness on the hamza. Yasha. And we learned that there is something called nabir here. Nabir meaning that because I am stopping on the hamza after a med, I'm going to give it a little bit of that jerkiness to make sure that you can hear that sound. And then I'm also going to raise my voice just a little bit so that that hamza does not get dropped. Otherwise, it may sound like ma yasha. Now you don't really hear that hamza. Ma yasha. Now you don't hear that hamza. So make sure that you do hear hamza with a sukun. Yasha. Raise the voice a little bit as well and give it some nabr. Wallahu, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. The letter has a fatha before the name of Allah. Ala kulli shay'in qadir. Qaf is going to be heavy because it is a permanently heavy letter. And then ra in this case is going to be light. So as we learned, anytime there is a ya with a sukun and then ra with a sukun, then that letter is going to be light. Okay, so if we have the word qadir or khair, so in both of these cases, that ra is light. So in this case as well, ra is going to be light. You can put a little h underneath if you need to. وَقَالَتْ قَافْ is going to be heavy. قَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى صَاد is going to be heavy. It is part of خُسَّ دَخْلٌ كِذْ. Ra in this case is heavy because it has a fatha. And both of these heavy letters are two counts. وَالنَّصَارَى So both of them are going to have a heavy alif as well. نَحْنُ أَبَنَاءُ اللَّهِ This is going to be a four count med. Allah, name of Allah here is heavy because the letter before has lamma. وَأَحِبَّاءُهُ Again, this is going to be a four count med. And then when we end here or we stop here, there is going to be a little bit of hams on that ha. وَأَحِبَّاءُهُ So make sure that you give it a little bit of air to make sure you're not dropping that ha. قل قاف is going to be heavy. فَلِمَ يُعَذِّبُكُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ مِمَّنْ خَلَقْ. So here in the word بَشَرٌ, رَا is going to be heavy because there is a ضَمَّة on the رَا. مِمَّنْ خَلَقْ. That same word again, قَا is going to be heavy. لَام is light and then قَاف is going to be heavy. Again, just make sure that لَام does not become heavy in the middle as well. خَلَقُ. خَلَقُ. يَغْفِرُ. غَيْن is going to be heavy. It is a permanently heavy sound. رَا in this case is also heavy because there is a ضَمَّة on top. لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is a four-count med. وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is also a four-count med. وَلِلَّهِ. Name of Allah here is light. مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرِ. And then here, صَاد is going to be heavy. رَا in this case is light. Again, why? Because there is a يَا with a سُكُون. And then the letter after is رَا with a سُكُون. So in this case as well, there is going to be a heavy رَا. مَصِيرِ. So here, رَا is going to be light. يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. This is a four-count med. قَدْ. قَاف is going to be heavy. دَال has قَلْقَلَ. جَاءَكُمْ. This is a four-count med. رَسُولُنَا. رَا in this case is heavy because there is a fatha on top. يُبَيِّنُ لَكُمْ عَلَى فَتْرَةٍ. Here, رَا again is heavy because there is a fatha on top. فَتْرَةٍ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. رَا in this case is heavy because there is a ضمة. أَن تَقُولُ. قَاف is heavy because it is a permanently heavy sound. مَا جَاءَنَا. This is a four-count med. مِن بَشِير. This is going to be إِقْلَاب. So we are changing that noon into a meme. You can see that there is a small meme on top of the noon. مِن بَشِير. رَا here in this case is going to be light because it has كَسْرَة. بَشِيرٍ وَلَا نَذِير. رَا in this case is also light because رَا has a سُكُون when we stop. And then also there is a يَا with سُكُون on the letter before. فَقَدْ. قَاف is going to be heavy. دَال has قَلْقَلَ. جَاءَكُمْ. This is a four-count med. بَشِيرٌ وَنَذِيرٌ. رَا in this case is heavy because it has a ضَمَّة. وَنَذِيرٌ. رَا is light because there is a يَا with a سُكُون. And then when we stop here, رَا also has a سُكُون. Now if I do continue, I'm going to make it heavy. وَنَذِيرٌ وَاللَّهُ. Because when I continue, then رَا has a ضَمَّة. But if I stop here, رَا has سُكُون, يَا has سُكُون, so in that case it will be light. وَنَذِيرٌ. So depending on if you're stopping or starting from this word, then it is going to change the heavy or lightness of the letter. وَاللَّهُ. Name of Allah here is heavy because the letter before has fatha. عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. قَاف is going to be heavy. رَا in this case is light because it has a سُكُون and the letter before also has سُكُون. وَإِذْ قَالَ. قَاف is going to be heavy. مُوسَى. This is a two-count med. لِقَوْمِهِ. قَاف is going to be heavy. يَا قَوْمِ. قَاف is going to be heavy. It is a permanently heavy sound. قَوْمِ اذْكُرُوا. رَا in this case is heavy because it has a ضَمَّة. نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Name of Allah is going to be heavy. عَلَيْكُمْ. إِذْ جَعَلَ فِيكُمْ أَنْبِيَاءَ. This is going to be a four-count med. Noon here is going to be switched to a meme because you see that there is a ba after. This is called إقلاب. أَنْبِيَاءَ. This is four-count med. وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ وَآتَاكُمْ مَا لَمْ يُؤْتِ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. So here in this word يُؤْتِ, Hamza is going to have جَهَر, so it will have a little bit of that jerkiness when we say this letter. أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. And then here we end here on a two-count or a four-count med. So that is our lesson for today, ayah number 17 to ayah number 20. And inshallah, we will stop here now for the tafsir portion of our class. Alhamdulillah, we are done with the topic of heavy and light letters. As we go forward with our coming lessons, I will try to put a little bit more emphasis, a little bit more focus on the heavy and light letters. But I do hope that as we recite more of the Quran, as we continue to increase our recitation, as we listen to more shuyukh, we start to pick up the rules of heavy and light letters. And this happens many, many times when you see little kids doing hifz or little kids reading the Quran. When they have listened to the Quran a certain way, they already begin to start reciting with tajweed. And when you see that they have never ever even learned tajweed, and you see the way that they recite, you can't even believe that they don't know the actual rules. So this is the main part of tajweed. You do not have to know everything. You don't have to know all the rules. You don't have to have them all memorized, as long as you are implementing the rules. Okay, so especially for these letters. So for Ra, I know there are so many rules. It might be hard to remember. And if you are feeling a little bit of despair, that it's hard for you to remember the rules of Ra, remember all of the rules of Ra, then just know that by recitation of the Quran, by listening to the Quran a lot, you do start to pick up the patterns. You do also start to realize that some of these words repeat a lot, like the word Maryam that we did today. So in this case, you know all the time it's going to come, it is always going to be heavy. So just like this, when you start reciting the Quran a lot of these words, you will start to realize it doesn't make sense for it to be light in this case, or it doesn't make sense for it to have this, or the makhraj shouldn't be like that. So inshallah, do try to increase your recitation and do try to listen to the Quran as much as you can as well. You will be surprised by how much of tajweed you can pick up just by listening to a sheikh. And this is the way that a lot of people have memorized the Quran. They have learned the Quran. They have learned tajweed without having to even learn tajweed. They just listen to a sheikh and they can pick up all of these rules of tajweed subconsciously. So do try to do that if you are feeling a little bit like, you know, left behind, or you feel like you don't fully know the rules yet. Inshallah, we will cover them in the coming classes as we do the analysis. But on your own time as well, do try to listen to the Quran, play a slow sheikh, repeat after the sheikh if you need to, and this is going to help your recitation and help your tajweed as well. So we'll stop here for today. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.